For me and in the program I work in, you know, we have lots of data and the challenge is to really turn it into information. You know, we have over 500,000 people who contact CDC with questions about, you know, health, anything from chronic disease to infectious disease. And so I think within that, there's some really important things that we can learn about, you know, what people care about, what they want to know about, and what they need to know to improve the health of themselves as well as their families and their communities.
Now, there has been health data online for a long time, and there's been public health information. There's been websites that have been up for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. What's different now than when we first got started in this whole effort?
I think what's different now is looking at different places to gather the data. I think since there is such a big expectation to be more transparent and to have the data available, I think for me with CDC Info, really looking within to see what we have that can contribute to that conversation, that can provide that extra insight into, you know, who our customers are and what they need for public health.
Now, in terms of public health, is there a channel by which people that may observe things mm-hmm. can report them back into a central repository that might enable the government to better identify trends and mm-hmm. possible health problems?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, looking forward in the field that I work in, data analytics, you know, looking at more predictive kind of communication surveillance things. So can we predict by the inquiries that we get an outbreak of measles or, you know, a flu outbreak somewhere, and being much more sophisticated with kind of the real-time data analysis of those channels, because you have people there providing information. I really think that's just kind of a goldmine that we haven't really tapped into.
And how does CDC Info, how does it get inculcated, if you will, in the whole agency mission? In other words, you don't want data gathering and dissemination to be off by itself, separate from the primary mission mm-hmm, of CDC. Mm-hmm. So how do you blend it all together?
Well, it's really challenging, I will say, because we cover, you know, pretty much anything you could want to know about CDC, you call CDC Info or write or email, and we have to answer it. So I think our big challenge is making sure that with those programs that we work with, that we are sensitive to how we all work together as an agency, but, you know, each program needs to understand what we're asking, but we also have to look at the aggregate and look kind of enterprise-wide at the agency. So it's an ongoing challenge, that's for sure.
We're speaking with Amy Burnett. She's Program Director of CDC Info. And do you ever worry that with all of this aggregation of information that people will know so much about public health, they will be scared to death about things we never worried about before?
Well, I mean, I think that's just kind of the information demands now. People want to know everything about everything, so you have to figure out how to manage that. I mean, they're going to call, they're going to email, they're going to find some way to contact the CDC and other federal agencies. So we have to be prepared for that hunger for information. As well as the accuracy of the information.
Yeah, we boiled some lobsters the other night, first time in years, and I thought, golly, anything could be living in this thing.
You know? Should have called CDC Info and asked.
And is that something people can do? Look up particular food types or food groups or preparation methods and find out whether there's a health risk currently?
We get a lot of questions on, I want to do this or this happened, you know, is there a health risk for me? And those are the kind of things that we can help the people work through. And if we can't, then we can connect with people within CDC who can give more information. So we do handle just about anything that comes our way.
Is there any way that the data is folded back into agency operations such that your performance can be improved internally as well as what you put out for the public?
Well, that's what we're really trying to do. You know, we as a program look at our contact center and we use a lot of data for our own improvement, but we really want to be able to provide the data for both, you know, program communications operations planning to the agencies so that we can improve our outreach efforts to the public and other audiences.
So can you give us an example of what happened recently?
We're still working on it. I think, you know, we always look back to H1N1, you know, which has been wound down for a while, but we look at that as really a way that we were part of that constant feedback loop, and we want to do more of that with different programs. It's just one of the challenges is how do you make the data make sense as information, and then how do you make sure that people understand and see the insights you've been able to provide.
So. Well, there's always bed bugs and salmonella that keep coming back.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess we'll get a lot of practice with that.